This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forum is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of a federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to this decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of a federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to this decision for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to this decision for the third time? Hearing none. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territorial United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or forced to be here, must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, first part of the first thing on the agenda is the voting that went on for this last week. I'm going to share my screen so everybody can see it. Can you see my screen? Anybody?
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay. So you see on the voting results, the one for the voting committee, everybody except for Denise withdrew from her nomination, but they all got voted in. So Mark, Robert, and Aaron are in the voting committee. The oversight committee, again, everybody there, you'll see the numbers that they're all been voted in. C2, Jennifer, Carlos and Ross are all in the oversight committee now. And does anybody have any questions about that or about what on the election?
Point of clarity, Rocky, did you ever get, affirmation from PKTF that we do vote for committees?
No, I'm not looking for that.
Okay, because on our meeting Friday, if I heard Louise correctly, she said that we don't have elections or vote people onto or off of committees.
Okay. I'll address that with Anna, but we're doing it for now. Any more questions or answers or... Okay, with these results, whatever, the first thing that I want the Oversight Committee to do is the very first vote that we had, I want them to do an oversight on it for training purposes. So basically, they need to find out all of the information on what went on with the votes, like who voted, who was the nominations, who actually got voted in, who didn't get voted in, whatever, and then come up with a recommendation of what was right or wrong with that process that we did on the voting, and then make a recommendation to the assembly. So that would be one of the first things that I want them to work on. The voting committee, we have several other votes that we need to get done. One of them is next week I'm going to be doing a Clark County meeting on Sunday. And on that one, we need to be doing a vote on stand-up, be one of the votes, one of the votings that we need to get done. Let me go back to the other meetings.
Rocky, a point of clarity on that. We did host a meeting on Clark County on Saturday. It had notice, and everybody was asked to come. And we did vote stand up in on the agreement. And I did send that to you.
Without a coordinator, there's no vote. And also, since you brought up PKCF, they even told you that. So we're going to do another vote.
Hold on, point of clarity, Rocky. No, PKTF actually, all they asked me to was to support the statement that an ASN can host a meeting and call a meeting. And since we hadn't had a Clark County meeting for over 2 months, and you would not add things to the agenda, or the agreement was also aging, that a meeting did have to be called. And so that meeting is valid, and that vote is valid. And okay, send everything to Louise.
But is any time, Denise, we can call a vote on anything? So we're calling a vote for stand-up in a Clark County meeting coming up.
Well, we already voted on it, and that meeting was called.
Anything that can be done can be undone. So we need an actual vote. I heard you, and we let the Clark County people accept or not accept what happened.
Point of clarity, is this a state meeting or a county meeting?
This is a State of the Union Counties meeting, and I'm just telling you personally that I'm going to have a Clark County meeting next week.
But you are discussing county business on a state meeting.
There's no business there. This is just a general forum.
A general forum for state.
This is not a business meeting, Denise.
So it's a general assembly meeting.
If you're going to keep interrupting it, I'm going to mute you. We're not going to go back and forth on what you think should or shouldn't happen in a meeting. So anyway, what's that? There's going to be another agenda that's going to come out with where the voting committee is going to go from now. What other votes that we need to take as far as on our next committees and stuff that we need to get filled in the State of the Union. The next, and else anybody has anything else on this voting here, I'm going to the next agenda item. The next agenda item is, I sent everybody else a text that Anna was evicted, okay? And basically she let me know that she needs staff and she needs people to start sending out letters to these people. The coordinator, the Federation coordinator called us today, and yesterday I was in part of that. There was actually some documents and stuff that they wanted to do. I'll bring those forward to everybody. So if you want to help Anna, whatever. They did say in that thing that they're trying to get her back into her property, and something about the sheriff or the state marshal or something said that they're hoping to get her back in her property by the end of the month. So we'll see if that happens too. You never know in the de facto if that's going to happen or not. But we still need to help her, and we still need to, you know, help her with money or whatever she needs to. They are saying, I will get you some information on which ways you can actually give her money. But but they're saying right now that not to use the Cash App because they're giving Anna problems on her, you know, her trying to receive the money. So we'll work on getting you information on other ways to get her information, money, if you're willing to do that, or if you can. You know, a lot of people are hurting right now, and we don't have the resources to actually help, but we try if we can. You know what I'm saying? On the number, does anybody have any questions about Anna or anything that's going on there? Okay, nothing hard on that. We'll go on to, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about kind of what Denise brought up on what meeting is what. So as you'll notice in the agenda when I sent it out, if you actually look at the agenda, it says State of the Union meeting. And basically there's three different meetings, or it could be more than that because of the calendar. But you have the International State meeting, which is what Sue's doing. And then you have the State of the Union, which is what I'm doing, which entails all of the counties. So all the counties are invited into the State of the Union meeting for this one to make up the State of the Union. And then you have your county meetings, which, because I'm also the coordinator of Clark County, I would have a Clark County meeting, which is separate from any state meetings. There's jurisdiction differences between county soil jurisdictions, the State of the Union, and the Union State or soil. And the State of the Union is actually soil and state. They're both soil and land as far as the state ones go. So we need to keep that distinction on who or what we're doing to stop the confusion with everybody and who's doing what. I'm going to open it up right now to see if anybody has any questions about what it is that we are doing or not doing. And if they understand the difference between the state and the county. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. With that said, I also want to clarify coordinators. There's currently three coordinators. And the International State coordinator is Sue. She is the lead coordinator with all the coordinators. So everybody understands that she is the lead and she is the first coordinator for our state, and she's dealing with the international state. Now I'm a co-coordinator, and tomorrow's a co-coordinator for the state, and where I'm dealing with the State of the Union, which is different. So I'm helping the state get the State of the Union up. Sue is helping get the international state up. And then tomorrow's is kind of helping everybody. So we're trying to get her in as a coordinator. She hasn't been fully vetted yet and all that, but she has been working hard on helping us try to get our state up and running too. So if tomorrow, do you want to say anything about what your goal is or what you're doing?
There you go. Sorry for that. Yes, I'm working on the committees. I send out an email about the short definitions right now of every single committee, what it entails to everyone. If I have missed someone or there's a new email or incorrect email, please let me know. Then I can correct it. But right now, I just explain so people can see what committees we need to focus on. And, you know, this is for everyone. So if you want to be part of it, one or two positions, please let me know. It's very important, and I keep saying this, and even Sue, you know, when she has her meetings, which are great meetings, it's so important for us to understand that we need to be a part of it. It's not just doing your paperwork, you know, your 7079, 928, and everything is done. You need to understand how everything works even after you do your paperwork. You need to understand how it all works. If something happens, where to go, who you can speak to. So please understand that, you know, we need all the help we can, any volunteers right now. If there's something that you're interested in or you want, or you just want to learn more about the particular committee, let me know and I can send you information and get you started. I'm not asking for you to read every single day for a few hours. You know, even if you can only do 15 minutes or 30 minutes, anything will help. And it's also for you to understand how everything works. So everything that we know now in the de facto government, you have to switch over and understand how it works, let's just say in our world, you know, what we have to unlearn basically. So it's good for all of us in the whole state. It's good for you, and any help we can have, I would really appreciate it. And just keep me updated, send me an email.
Thank you, Tamara.
I'll volunteer. I'll shoot you a text tomorrow like I did today, and you can tell me what you need help with. I yield.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Anybody else? With what I just said, whatever, so if anybody wants to help out on the international stage, would they please contact Sue, you know, or try to get in those meetings so that you can help them, you know, get our international stage up and running. Anybody that wants to continue, you know, working with me and the State of the Union and all the counties, and, you know, anybody that's in Clark County that wants to help me in Clark County, can come to the meetings I am putting out. So don't, there's not a confusion, nobody's going away, nobody's doing whatever. We're all in this built estate, and we need different parts of it, and there's different aspects of things that we need to do to build our state, and we all need to work together to do that. So we need people in all areas of the state, you know, including the national, the State of the Union, and the counties. So we need to get all of our counties, you know, populated and getting them learning what a county does. And all that. And in the, I'm going to have a county meeting. I'm going to give you a highlight of some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about in that one. Is, as everybody knows, there's a model county and then there's whatever. There's been discussions with PKTF and other people that the state really should be able to pick who is the model county. When that came up, I asked Luis if I could join that as a model county because I didn't see anybody else doing it. But if there is another model county or county that wants to stand up to be that model county, we would like to know that. So we're not trying to cut off anybody from doing it or not. We just need an opportunity to help the state, and we went into that. So we will be talking about model counties in the next meeting also. Anybody have any questions about that? Okay, that's kind of everything that I wanted to talk about on this meeting, because like Tamara said, we got to get our committees all together. We got to get people working on them and learning the deal with them. That's the reason why I want the oversight committee, because an oversight committee needs, you know, every committee needs to understand what they're doing when they get into one of these committees. And once you're in the committee, then we need to do training and stuff and teaching you how to do that. Go ahead. Somebody talking? Okay.
No, maybe a hot mic.
Okay.
I think it's an open mic, Rock.
Okay. So anyway, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to train these people that are in each one of these committees that we get started. The voting committee, the people there already have their emails. They already have the, it's called elections at the Nevada Assembly Gov.land. That's all the voting will go to. They already have all the information. I will get with them to, you know, and have a meeting with them on what the next election, or not elections, because elections are officers. We're not doing officers. We're just voting on people in committees. And the reason we're doing this is because I've had numerous emails about people can't be in the meeting because they're either working, whatever, you know, we're in Nevada, which we're 24 hours working and everything else, or they have other family issues or something, or it's a Sabbath day because we're doing them on Sundays, so they can't come at that point. So we need to be able to have everybody able to vote on anything that we do in the state or the county. So that's the reason we created the voting committee, is so that we can allow people time to vote when they can based on their schedule. And, you know, I think it's a better way because we have, you know, everybody has a chance to have their voice heard and be able to, you know, like, vote on whatever they want to vote on. Does anybody have any questions about doing it that way or not doing it that way? Okay, so we're going to continue to do that. And in the Oversight Committee, like I said, I'm going to get with them. Like I said, the first thing I want them to look at is how we did the voting on the first round that we did it with ballots. And then also look at this one, how we did it through just emails, and come up with recommendations on how we think that we should go forward, you know, as a you know, working in committees, and, you know, how, did we do anything wrong, or did we do it right, or did we change something? I mean, that's what the Oversight Committee is for, is to oversee what we're doing to make sure that whatever the committee or the assembly wants, that we're doing the right thing. So we need them to actually overlook this and to make sure we're doing it right, and then we can come up with some kind of a manual or what I call guidelines on how we should be doing things. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Yes, Rocky, this is Falifitu. I would like to see if we can schedule a first meeting with the oversight. If you can get those other three together, and we can get the ball rolling. I yield. Thank you.
You're welcome. What I'll do is I'll probably by tomorrow, Tuesday, I will send out an email to all four of you. Requesting times that you actually can meet. We'll do a Zoom call so we can all get together and discuss what it is that we're, you know, that the process or whatever I think needs to be doing, and then you guys need to come up with the process of what you think really should happen or whatever. The committee itself should be creating their own procedures or guidelines on how they're going to do it, and what information you need, that kind of stuff, and where to get it, that kind of stuff. So we'll talk about that in that oversight committee. Anyone?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, with all of that said, that was all I had on the agenda right now. And, you know, unless somebody has something else that they want to bring up or something, there'll be a lot more stuff in the next meeting for next week, especially for the State of the Union and the county, Clark County. If there's any other counties that want to do a meeting too, if they let me know, I'll help them get those going too. That's basically what this meeting is trying to get all the other counties together and to help them get up and, you know, get their voting, get their committees, and get, you know, all the positions and stuff that they need in their counties too. You gotta remember that the state is all the counties, and it isn't just Clark County or Nye County or Wausau County. It's all of us together. So we need to help each other and try and get this process done so we can stand up the state. So anyway, with all that said, I ask for a motion to adjourn. This was a short meeting. So we can get started for next week.
Rocky, I'm
meeting
just
adjourned.
I'm so grateful.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. I'm so grateful. I just want us to all be together. I mean, with everything that's going on, we need to join together. And I'm just very, very grateful for you, Rocky, and tomorrow your efforts. I yield.
Yeah, it's all of our efforts, you know, even Sue has been in them up in the north area and different areas that they've been working on has actually been helping too. So, you know, it's all of us together. It's not just me or anybody else. It's every one of us that's putting an effort into this, and we all need to join together to do this.
I agree, Rocky. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave them out too. I've been noticing their efforts as well, from up and the North County as well, and I'm very grateful for that. I yield.
Thank you, Steve. Anybody else want to say something?
God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Welcome. God bless.
Thank you. So now that we are adjourned, or we got more to go? Okay, when nothing, can we second adjourn? Or?
Meeting adjourned.
Okay, thank you everybody for showing up. I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thank you.
Good night,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.